Chapter 7. The Terrible Secret. Roberta wondered about the terrible secret. What could it be? She knew that Father wasn't dead, and he wasn't ill. She knew they were poor, but it wasn't that. It was something really important. "I'll try not to think about it," she said to herself. "And I'm pleased Mother has noticed that we quarrel less." But that afternoon, there was a quarrel. It was a very bad one. Each of the children had a little patch of garden. Mother let them plant whatever they wanted. Phyllis's garden was full of flowers. Peter tried to grow carrots, onions and turnips in his garden, but he liked digging canals in it too and making castles for his toy soldiers. The vegetables didn't have a chance to grow. Roberta planted rose bushes in her garden, but one day she tried to move them and they shriveled and went brown. Soon they were all dead. Perks the porter came to look at their gardens.
"Never mind, miss," he said to Roberta. "Dig them all up and burn them. Then I'll bring you some new plants from my garden."
So Roberta dug up the dead plants and gathered them together with a rake. But when she brought the last bundle of plants to put on the fire, Peter was using the rake to knock down one of his mud castles.
"I was using that," said Roberta. "Well, I'm using it now," replied Peter. "But I had it first," insisted Roberta. "And now it's my turn," answered Peter.
That was how the argument started. Soon, Roberta was pulling on one end of the rake and Peter was pulling on the other. Then Roberta remembered what Mother had said about arguing. She wanted to say,
"Let's be friends, Peter."
But she couldn't.
"Take it then," she said.
Roberta let go of her end of the rake and Peter lost his balance. He staggered and stepped on the teeth of the rake. He lay quite still for a moment. Then he started to scream. Mother ran out to see who was screaming.
"What happened?" she asked. "It was the rake," said Phyllis.
She stared at Peter's foot.
"They were fighting and Peter stepped on the rake."
"Are you hurt, Peter?" asked Mother.
"I think my foot is broken," he muttered.
Peter went very white and fainted. Roberta grabbed her brother as he fell. "Hold him gently, Roberta. I'm going to take his boot off and have a look at his foot," said Mother. Mother and Roberta looked at Peter's foot. It was covered in blood. They could see three marks where the teeth of the rake had hurt him. Roberta was very concerned. It looked very painful. "Fetch me some water, please, Phyllis," said Mother. Phyllis fetched a bowl of water from the pump. She spilled most of it on the way. Mother cleaned away the blood and tied her handkerchief round Peter's foot. Then Peter opened his eyes. Mother and Roberta carried him into the house and laid him on the sofa. "Go and fetch Dr. Forrest, Phyllis," said Mother. Then she sat next to Peter and talked to him while Roberta went to make some tea. Roberta stood by the back door.
"What if Peter dies?" she thought. "Or what if he can never walk again? It will all be my fault."
Then she heard footsteps. Perks the porter appeared. He was carrying a box full of plants.
"What's the matter, miss?" he asked.
"Peter's hurt his foot with a rake. And it's my fault."
she cried.
"Has the doctor seen him?" asked Perks.
Phyllis has gone to fetch him, she replied.
Your brother will be all right, miss, smiled Perks. I'm quite sure of that. Now, I'll go and plant these for you. You don't want to think about gardening today.
When Dr. Forrest arrived, he looked at Peter's foot and then put a bandage on it.
Don't try to walk for a week, he told Peter.
He will be all right, won't he? Asked Roberta. He will walk again.
Goodness me, yes. In 2 weeks, his foot will be as good as new, promised the doctor.
Mother went to the front door with the doctor, leaving Roberta and Peter alone.
I'm sorry, Peter, said Roberta. That's all right, he said weakly. But it was all my fault, cried Roberta. No, it wasn't, replied Peter. But I knew it was wrong to fight with you, said Roberta. We were both wrong, not just you, answered Peter.
Mother came back into the room.
Are you fighting again? She asked and raised her eyebrows.
No, Mother, said Peter. I'm sorry, Roberta. Let's be friends. Yes, of course we are friends, said Roberta.
And so the fight was over. Mother and Roberta put the sofa next to the window so that Peter could look at the garden. He lay there for a week. His foot hurt, but he was very brave about it. He had visitors. Mr. and Mrs. Perks came, and so did several other people from the village. But time passed slowly, and soon he was bored.
I wish I had something to read, Peter said. I've read all our books about 50 times. There are lots of papers and magazines at the station, said Roberta. People leave them on trains. I'll go and ask Perks for some magazines if you like.
Perks was cleaning lamps in the porter's room.
How's that young man today? He asked as Roberta looked round the door.
He's much better, thanks, but he's bored. Do you think I could take him some of your magazines? She asked.
Perks went over to a pile of magazines in the corner. He wrapped them in newspaper and tied the bundle up with string.
There are lots of pictures in them, he said. Your brother can colour them in if he wants to.
Thank you, said Roberta.
She set off for Three Chimneys with the magazines under her arm. They were heavy, and after a while she stopped to rest. She put the bundle of magazines on a little wall and glanced at the newspaper wrapping. Roberta's heart seemed to jump in her chest. She gripped the bundle tightly and read the headline again. Her father's name was printed underneath. End of the trial. Verdict: guilty. Sentence: 5 years in prison. Roberta went straight home, tiptoed up to her room, and locked the door. She sat on the edge of her bed with ice-cold hands and feet and red, hot cheeks. She took a deep breath.
So now I know the secret, she said to herself. Oh, Daddy, it's not true. Whatever it is, you didn't do it.
Someone knocked on the door.
It's me, called Phyllis. It's tea time.
Roberta went downstairs and into the dining room. She pretended that nothing was wrong, but everyone stared at her pink, tear-stained face.
Whatever is the matter? Asked Mother. My head hurts, she replied.
That part was true.
Has something happened? Asked Mother. No, I'm all right, really, she answered.
They ate their bread and butter in silence. Phyllis stroked her sister's hand under the table and knocked over her teacup. Roberta was glad to escape to the kitchen to get a cloth. At last, Mother stood up and took the tea things into the kitchen. Roberta followed her. She took hold of her mother's hand.
"Come up to my room, please, Mother," she said.
When they were both in her room, Roberta locked the door. She put her arms round her mother and started to cry. Mother held her tightly and waited. Then Roberta went over to her bed and lifted the mattress. She took out the sheet of newspaper and handed it to Mother, who read it in silence. Then Mother said, "You don't believe it, do you? You don't believe Father is guilty of a crime?"
"No, of course not," cried Roberta.
"Your father is a good man. He may be in prison, but he's done nothing wrong," said Mother.
"Please tell me about it," said Roberta. "I want to understand."
So Mother told her the whole story. "Do you remember the night those two men came to see Father? Well, they came to arrest him. They said he was a spy. He had a trial, and he was found guilty. He was sent to prison for 5 years," explained Mother.
"But why? Why did everyone think he was a spy?"
asked Roberta. "They found some papers in his desk, in his office. The papers showed that he was a spy. That's what they said at the trial," she explained.
"But Father isn't a spy," cried Roberta. "How did those papers get into his desk?"
"Another man put them there. You see, he was jealous of your father. He wanted to get your father into trouble. And he did," continued Mother.
"We must explain all that to someone. They will have to listen to us," cried Roberta.
"I've tried, Roberta. I've tried everything," said Mother. "But no one will listen to me. All we can do is to be brave and patient. Now, wash your face, and we'll go out into the garden." Peter and Phyllis were very kind to Roberta. They didn't ask her any questions. The next day, Roberta locked herself in her room and wrote this letter. "My dear friend, please read this paragraph from the newspaper. It's about our father, but he didn't do it. Someone put some papers in his desk because he was jealous, and now no one will listen to Mother. You are so clever and so good. Can you find the guilty man? Then they will let Father out of prison. Mother is getting so thin, and she is so worried. Peter and Phyllis don't know about it. Please help. Yours sincerely, Roberta. P.S. I haven't told Mother about this letter." She cut out the paragraph about Father and put it in an envelope with the letter. Then she took the envelope to the station. She handed the letter to the station master and asked him to give it to the old gentleman.